Really big changes began happening for me in 1997 when I was 13 years old and the Return to Happiness program started. By that time, many displaced families were turning up in Apartado, Turbo, and other towns in the region. Every day we would see them arrive on donkey carts, in trucks and buses, or on foot. There were old people, babies, young children, pregnant women. Many were wounded, emotionally if not physically, and stunned from what had happened to them. All they had left were the things they were carrying. They had been driven from their homes by the struggle between the armed groups who were competing for control of the land. These groups used the most vicious methods to force people to leave. They didn't care what happened to the children or what they saw. They would even kill the parents in front of the children and then leave the children with the bodies. Most of the displaced moved in with relatives, rented small rooms, or constructed their own shelters. In a few places, special camps were set up. The municipal sports center in Turbo, a town about 20 miles from Apartado, was transformed into a massive dormitory for about 400 people. As Return to Happiness volunteers, we were given training,